Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. And welcome to Malcolm's Masters Theocast, episode number 2. And today I want to talk about why I've gone back to studying theology, in case that has any interest for you. So a bit of background here. In 2003, the congregation I was with, and indeed a fellowship of churches worldwide, went through something of a, a hiatus is a kind word for it. A very challenging time. And I wasn't sure whether I wanted to continue in leadership, in being on staff of the church, and on some levels even I wasn't sure I wanted to be part of the church any longer, but it seemed right to stick around, and so I did. And I was offered the chance to be on staff of my local congregation down in Cricklewood in northwest London, and I said thank you and I'll take that, but I do have one request, which is that you send me back to study some theology. Please send me back and approve of me spending some time on this, and indeed fund the course I'd like to do, which was at the London School of Theology, then called the London Bible College, to do a bachelor's in theology part-time whilst I rebuilt my own theology as we tried together, all of us together, trying to rebuild the congregation. And so I went there between the years of 2003 and 2009 part-time, and it was a very challenging and very inspiring time. Both of those things together, which I've always found with any significant level of study, inspiration and challenge. It was spiritually challenging because it made me re-examine some of my beliefs and thinking about God and about Scripture, but it was also inspiring to be around people who knew the Bible so much better than me and had resources for me. They could point me towards articles and journals and books and parts of the Bible that I hadn't considered before. I was stimulated intellectually. It made me think more deeply and in some senses more loftily about the Scriptures. I got to read lots of books I never would have read, and indeed I got to buy quite a lot of books. I had a good excuse to pack some shelves with new books, which are still staring at me as I'm looking at the bookshelves in front of me here above my desk. Wonderful resources, some of my best friends there on the shelves. And I had the opportunity to have some really good fellowship with people there of a similar faith and a similar desire to get to know God, to get to know God's word, and be able, and this is the final point, to be able to teach it well to other people, to bring to other people some of the riches of the Christian tradition and teachings of the centuries, and some fresh thinking, some new thinking as well. And so all of these were reasons for me to go there. Some of those things I expected to find, some of those things I did not expect to find, but they were all part of a wonderful growing, learning experience. And some of those growing experiences were growing pains, and some of them were growing delights. But nonetheless, that time there was a time of great personal, spiritual, theological, God-centered growth for me. And I remember it fondly for its results, even if not sometimes how challenging it was to me. And so that was my experience then. Now, we fast forward to today. It's 2021, many years later, and I've been thinking about doing some further study in theology for quite some time. And I've even filled in forms and nearly got to applying to do a master's over the last few years a few times. But it never actually, in the end, seemed quite the right time. But now does, and it does for a number of reasons. And one of them is because I feel like now the place that God has put me in, the Watford congregation where I serve, but also in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ where I serve, put me in a place where I can be part of establishing some kind of teaching environment. I was going to say teaching ministry, but it's more than that. It's a teaching environment. It's a teaching culture that I'd like to be part of helping to shape in these congregations. And especially so that not only can I hope to teach well myself, but equip others to teach well. Because the future of our churches depends on many things, but at least part of what it depends on, fundamentally depends on, is people enthusiastic to learn God's word and enthusiastic to pass it on and enthusiastic to train others to pass it on in a way that's healthy and appropriate and meaningful, not only to this generation, my generation, but the next generation and the generation after that, in a world that is shifting. And although theology doesn't change in its essence, the application of the theology does change as humanity develops, as civilizations change, as priorities in our society change, as issues come up that haven't been surfaced in the past, we've got to adapt the way that we teach God's truths. And so we all need training. I need it as much as anybody else. And for those of you who know me and know that I value theology and do a lot of reading and go to conferences, you may wonder why I feel the need to go back and do some more study, and in this particular case, why a master's. And here's the thing I've felt for a long time, and I'm glad to be able to deal with this now, is that if I'm going to have the temerity to stand up and teach others, and especially, I hope, to be able to equip others to teach well, I need to have much more than I'm giving. I need to be drawing from a deeper well than what I'm offering and producing. What I'm sharing with others mustn't be the limit of my knowledge, the limit of my experience. And that seems very significant to me. And that's one of the reasons I'm going back to do this master's, because it's going to make me think a little bit differently from the way I've thought before. It's going to make me read things I would never have otherwise read. And I can tell you, I'm now into the third week of the master's, and I have a number of new books, some on Kindle and some on my bookshelf, that I never would have picked up otherwise. And I'm reading materials to do with Luther and Calvin and Augustine and many other people that otherwise I wouldn't have read. And I'm reading people's opinions about those people that I otherwise wouldn't have read. And I'll put a bit more detail into this in one of the future podcasts. But my point here is that if we're not encountering thinking that is different to our own, comes from a different era, a different culture, a different Christian stream or tradition, if we're not reading different things, how can we be sure that we know what we're talking about? How can we be sure that we know that that we can defend what we believe? How can we be sure that we're not in a rut, blinded by our own assumptions and experience? We've got to read and look at and study and think about things that are a little bit different from the norm. Now, I don't mean to say that that in itself is the goal. It's not, the goal is not just to read new stuff. The goal is to read things that will help me to think through what I believe and make adjustments where that seems appropriate according to Scripture. And that's what I'm trying to do with all of this. And the last thing I'll just share about why I'm doing this is because talking to my good friend Dr. Douglas Jacoby and Dr. Andy Bawachi, two doctors. My master seems very paltry compared to that, but never mind. Talking to them, the three of us have a vision and a desire to establish something like this sort of teaching idea, this teaching culture and teaching environment. We'd like to work on it together. So we have some plans, and some of you may know that we are working on establishing a UK and Ireland branch of what's called the Athens Institute of Ministry, a teaching program that has been running for many years successfully out of Athens, Georgia, and it has been duplicated and or utilized in many parts of the world. And I think it's tremendous material, and it's based on material that Douglas taught me and many of the UK staff back in the 90s. So I think it's going to be very helpful, and we're going to offer it when it's up and running to anybody from the UK and Ireland that would like to attend. There will be a small charge, but more details on that when we're getting closer to the actual event of launching it. But again, if I'm going to teach there, I need to make sure I know more than I'm offering. And so that's why I'm pursuing the master's. Now, I share all this, partly to ask you to pray for me, because I find this very challenging. And along with the dyslexia I have, reading all this stuff and trying to understand it, it's a bit of a mountain right now, but I'm determined to get there. But so partly it's a matter of prayer, but also, well, I'd like to encourage you and ask you, would you consider studying some theology? What stops you from studying some theology? You don't have to do a doctorate. You don't have to do a master's. You don't have to do a degree. You don't even have to do a certificate. But we're all theologians, right? I mean, that's one of the things that this theology word and theologians word is a bit, sometimes it's thought to be too much the preserve of the super intelligent academic types. But every Christian is a theologian. Why? Because theology is simply the study of God, the study of God. And every Christian is a student of God. And so you are a theologian, whether you think of yourself in that way or not. But my question would be then, It's how can you take your theological study, your study of God, to the next level? How can you get it a little deeper or a little higher, if you like? What would help you to engage in some study of God and of God's word that would take you in a new direction or enrich you more? And of course, there's a place for reading our Bibles in a devotional sense. We should all do that. Let's read it for our own, if you like, direct spiritual encouragement and connection with God. But there's also a need for many, many more of us in our churches to say, I would like to study it. I really want to master the book of Exodus. I really want to understand properly the book of Romans. I really want to understand how to teach, say, a series on the book of Colossians. I want to understand how to lead a Bible discussion series on the miracles in the Gospel of Mark. You can probably think of something, but what would stop you? Why would anything stop you from doing some theological study? What would it take? And so I'd like to know from you, what might give you the breakthrough? If you're not currently studying something seriously, what would help you to have a breakthrough, to break through and decide, yes, I am going to study seriously? What support would you need? What help might you need? What resources would help you to sustain some study over a period of a few weeks or months or a year or more? What would help you to get started on mastering some theology? I'd love to know what you think. So, well, I'm going to wrap it up there for today. So let me ask you, what stood out to you from what I shared? If there's anything, please drop me a line with any comments, any questions, any suggestions. You can leave a comment wherever you hear this podcast or on my website. Go to malcolmcox.org. Or you can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, and that'll get through to me. You can even leave a voicemail at my website. There's a facility for that. A number of you have. Thanks for that. And if you know anybody else who might benefit from these recordings, do please pass the link on. Well, that's it for today. But until the next time, may God bless you in whatever He is calling you to master. Take care, and God bless you.